SBS Radio.
The start of the Easter holiday period has seen more deaths linked to coronavirus in Tasmania, Victoria and New South Wales, taking Australia's toll to 54. More than 6,100 people have contracted the virus nationwide, with authorities warning Australians to stay home to slow its spread over the long weekend. In his Easter message, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has stressed the importance of abiding by the restrictions.
Coronavirus means this Easter will be different and we will be staying at home. And it's important because we cannot undo the tremendous progress we have made together in recent times.
Police are out in force across the country, using helicopters, drones and patrols to ensure people aren't visiting holiday hotspots. Queensland Police have issued more than $24,000 in coronavirus infringement notices in the last 24 hours after several vehicles were spotted doing burnouts in Loganholme, south of Brisbane. There are no signs travel and social distancing restrictions will be lifted anytime soon. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says easing the measures too early could see a large increase in cases. He's warned people not to be complacent, despite indications Australia could be on the verge of defeating the pandemic.
Once you get to that point, the virus dies out, or the epidemic dies out. And so at the moment, we're probably on the cusp of that in Australia. Now, whether that's where we are going to be in several weeks or months' time remains to be seen.
State and territory governments are rolling out new protections for those most vulnerable during the crisis. In New South Wales, those who cough or spit on frontline workers will face new penalties. The state's Deputy Police Commissioner, Gary Warboys, has warned those who assault healthcare staff could face a $5,000 on-the-spot fine.
If you had have said some time ago when this crisis started that people would go out and cough and spit on emergency service workers and people working in pharmacies and hospitals, I would have thought that was remote. But we already have seen this sort of activity and this action taken by the government, and the fact that today police can write those $5,000 fines should send a very clear message.
Further north, a 52-year-old man has been charged with serious assault of a public officer after he allegedly spat on a nurse working at a fever clinic in Brisbane. Queensland Health Minister Stephen Miles has condemned the abuse, saying police won't hesitate to charge anyone who puts frontline workers in danger. In Victoria, the state government is supporting those fleeing from domestic violence during the pandemic with a $40.2 million package. It follows a surge in the number of people contacting family violence support services as lockdown restrictions trap victims with their abusers. The package will fund family violence services, safe accommodation and support for women and children, and short-term crisis accommodation for those who feel unsafe isolating from the virus at home. Victoria's Prevention of Family Violence Minister Gabrielle Williams says for some, self-isolating can make them more vulnerable.
Sadly, we know that for many, predominantly women and children in our community, home is not always a safe place to be. The international experience has demonstrated to us that we should expect a spike in demand at this point in time. We know that's being borne out overseas, and we've got no reason to expect that we would be any different.
Victoria will also shelter homeless people in former aged care sites, including those who have tested positive for the virus or need to quarantine. Meanwhile, some Australians trapped by lockdowns overseas are set to be rescued over the next week. Around 280 Australians and New Zealanders have already landed in Melbourne on a repatriation flight from Peru. More flights have been scheduled from Peru, Argentina and South Africa, and authorities are working to secure the evacuation of Australians in India and the Philippines. More than 100 Australians and New Zealanders on board a cruise ship stranded near Uruguay are expected to arrive in Melbourne over Easter. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says a flight has been chartered from Montevideo, which is scheduled to arrive in Australia on Sunday. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.